Questions, and they wanted to ask you if you go, if you could go pro in any other sport, what would that be?
I honestly don't know because I'm not good at any other sport.
And they also wanted to ask you if you could be a fictional character, who would it be and why?
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Well, do you have a sense for what's going to happen tomorrow? Do you know, or is it still very wide open?
It's still very wide open, and just waiting to see tomorrow night.
Have you felt like you've convinced teams that you're healthy and stuff like that, and has that been sort of the priority for you?
The little pro day I did, I think, like last week, I think that helped me very much. And the 12 teams and the 5 GMs that came out, I think they saw that I'm back on track and I was healthy.
Of the 30 teams, how many do you think you've talked to before the draft?
I'm not exactly sure. Like, at least like 15 teams.
What are they mostly asking you?
Really, just mostly all the concerns are about my injury, making sure that I'm healthy.
Well, with today being the anniversary of your dad's death, like, talk about this. What are you thinking about, like, with that, and then kind of carrying his legacy on in the NBA? What you will do in a couple days?
Honestly, I'd rather not answer that question.
Okay.
How surreal is it for you to kind of be in this moment now, and finally, you know, one day ahead of hearing your name called?
It's been my dream ever since I was younger, and it kind of like sped up. Like it got here a lot faster than I was expecting, but I'm really excited.
I feel like you've always been kind of playing up with older kids. You know, some of them are now in the NBA, and now it's your turn. What are you most looking forward to tomorrow night?
Just getting drafted in whatever team I'm on. And then, like you said, I'm excited to play against all the people I knew growing up since high school.
Who's gonna be at your table?
My mom, yeah. And then my two friends, and my coach, Coach Altman.
Okay.
This process for you started when you were 14, maybe, when people started being ranked and stuff like that. What's it? Is that good for a young player that to have your game sort of so publicly picked apart from the time you're 14 till 19, and how has that helped you get to this point?
I mean, it definitely helps you because like everyone already knows about you, so that can help you like in the future for like the draft. But then it could be like a bad thing because some people might get caught up in the rankings and then like just never like work on the game. But to me, I kind of like tried to ignore all that stuff growing up.
Was that easy to do? I mean, it seems like a thing that's easier said than done.
At first it was pretty hard. I used to always like look into it and try and see like where I'm at. But like as I grew up and realized like the little rankings don't really matter. So not really.
Is there something teams don't know about you because you only played 9 games in college?
That I actually like really, really love playing basketball, and that's like one of the questions. And me only playing 9 games, I didn't get to completely show that, but that's something.
How do you show that to teams in interviews?
Just pretty much explaining like what I usually say is like my 9 games. I mean, I only played 9 games, and sitting out the rest of the season, I just like got to realize like how much I really enjoy basketball because it was taken away from me for like 6 months.
You talked about like early on getting caught up in those rankings a little bit. How hard is it to not look at that stuff for tomorrow and to see like where you're projected to go and all that stuff? How is it not getting caught up in that?
When I was at school, I looked at them up until about last month, and I understand my situation with the injury, so I might not go like where I want to go. So I just like kind of stopped worrying about it and just make the best of the situation wherever I go tomorrow.
How much of a dream come true will be here to hear your name tomorrow night at the draft?
It's what I've been waiting for my whole life, and it's tomorrow, and I'm kind of nervous, but I'm really excited and looking forward to it.
And just talk about the mainstream.